理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 7
Part 3 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause.During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. Hi, this is Jane. We're back from the holiday.Come over and visit us tonight after you have dinner, would you?
I have classes tomorrow morning, and Mary is busy preparing for her exam.
What can we infer from the conversation? Question 12. Hi, Tom. Have you been playing much basketball lately?
I play as often as I can get out of the classroom, and the game is my way to be somebody. It is my life, you know?
What does Tom tell the woman?Question 13. Judy earned a lot of money over the summer as a consultant for that agency.
I don't doubt it. What surprises me is that she's still working there now that classes have started again.
What does the man say about Judy?
Question 14. I cannot find the reference book the teacher asked us to read.
Why do you look for it on the shelves? Why don't you use the searching system in the computer downstairs?
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Question 15. Can you help me? I don't know where I am on this map, and I don't know where the new student's dormitory is.
I'm a freshman. I'm heading that way now.
What will the man probably do?
Question 16. I have invited our former foreign teachers to my house for dinner tonight. Why don't you come to join us? I am sure they will be glad to see you.
I'd like to. Perhaps I will have a rain check, because I have some visitors from Canada tonight.
Why cannot the woman accept the man's invitation?Question 17. I need to find a dentist. You're familiar with Dr. Joanna. Do you recommend her?
Yes, I've been seen by her a few times, and the best I can say for her is she has interesting magazines in her waiting room.
What does the woman imply? Question 18. There are about 100 customers coming to attend the meeting. After meeting, do we need to arrange some activities for them?
Renting a conference room at the Shangri-La already takes much money. Arranging 100 customers to see the ice sculptures and ice buildings will cost us too much.
What does the woman worry about?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi, come in.
Hi, I stopped by to see if you were still looking for a roommate to share your house.
Sure, I am. Ever since I cut back on my working hours to go to school, I've really had a tight budget. Let me show you the place. Here's the living room.
Oh, it looks like you could use a new carpet. And those stains?
Well, I know it needs to be cleaned, but I just don't have the money to do it right now.
And what about the kitchen?
Right this way. Look, it's completely furnished with all the latest appliances, except...
What?
Well, the refrigerator door is broken and it won't shut all the way. It needs fixing, but don't worry. I've just pushed a box against it to keep it shut.
Great.
Ah, it isn't that bad.
Well, how about the bathroom?
Well, it is fine, but the tiles in the bathroom need to be replaced, and the window needs fixing.
Let me see, the tile... What? The window? Where's the window pane?
Well, that's another slight problem. I've put up a piece of cardboard to keep out the rain and snow, and if it gets a little cold, you can always turn on the heat.
Hey, I think I've seen enough. I can't believe you've survived under these conditions.
So, what do you think? You really can't beat a place like this for $450 a month. So it has its problems, but we can fix those.
No, thank you. I think I've seen enough.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. Why does the man need a roommate to pay for rent?
Question 20. What is wrong with the carpet in the living room?
Question 21. What does the woman probably do at the end of the conversation? Conversation 2.
Good evening and welcome to our program. Our guest is Mrs. Green, who is an expert in the field of environmental protection. Welcome to our program, Mrs. Green.
Thank you.
Well, we hear it a lot in the news these days. Recycle newspapers and save a tree. Collect bottles and cans so they can be reused in the manufacturing of new products. But how to promote the recycling movement? Can you give us some suggestions?
I think there are three essential keys.
What is the first one?
The first key is to have a more informed public, that is, to raise public awareness about the recycling process, to explain the kinds of materials that can be recycled, and provide ways on how to properly dispose of them. Local governments should educate the public. on how to properly sort reusable materials from those, like waxed paper, carbon paper, plastic materials such as food wrappers, that can't be recycled very easily.
Then what is the second key?
The second is the development of improved technology. Technological progress has been made on many fronts, but governmental agencies need to step up their support for companies involved in recycling by providing tax incentives, low-cost loans, or even grants to update equipment and to encourage further research.
So what about the third essential key?
The final key is to develop a greater demand for recycled materials. This means increasing demand for the growing surplus of resources waiting to be recycled.
Recycling is a crucial link protecting our planet. The three keys Mrs. Green mentioned are important ways to achieve this end. Thanks for joining us, Mrs. Green.
You're welcome.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
Question 23. According to the conversation, which material can be easily recycled?
Question 24. What can the government do to support the recycling companies?
Question 25. What is the last key to the recycling movement?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Scientists claim that air pollution causes a decline in the world's average air temperature. In order to prove that theory, ecologists have turned to historical data in relation to especially huge volcanic eruptions. They suspect that volcanoes affect weather changes that are similar to air pollution. One source of information is the effect of the eruption of Tambora, a volcano in Sumbawa, the Dutch East Indies, the former name of the Republic of Indonesia, in April 1815. The largest recorded volcanic eruption, Tambora, threw 150 million tons of fine ash into the sky. The ash from a volcano spreads worldwide in a few days and remains in the air for years. Its effect is to turn incoming solar radiation into space and thus cool the Earth. For example, records of weather in England show that between April and November 1815, the average temperature had fallen 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit. During the next 24 months, England suffered one of the coldest periods of its history. Farmers' records from April 1815 to December 1818 indicate frost throughout the spring and summer and sharp decreases in crop and livestock markets. Since there was a time lag of several years between cause and effect, By the time the World Agricultural Commodity Community had deteriorated, no one realized the cause. Ecologists today warn that we face a twofold menace: the ever-present possibility of volcanic eruption, such as that of Mount St. Helens in Washington, added to man's pollution of the atmosphere with oil, gas, coal, and other polluting substances, may bring us increasingly colder weather.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. What's true about the effects of Tambora's eruption, according to the passage?
Question 27. Which was the cause of cold weather in England from 1815 to 1818?
Question 28. Why didn't anyone realize the cause of the deterioration of the agricultural market? Passage 2.
Architecture is to building as literature is to the printed word. The best buildings are often so well constructed that they outlast their original use. They then survive not only as beautiful objects, but as documents of the history of cultures. These achievements are never wholly the work of individuals. Architecture is a social art. The revival of classical culture brought about an entirely new age, not only in philosophy and literature, but in the visual arts as well. In architecture, the principles and styles of ancient Greece and Rome were brought back to life and reinterpreted. They remained dominant until the 20th century. Many kinds of stone are used as building materials. Stone and marble were chosen for important monuments because they are not burnable and can be expected to endure. Stone architecture was often blended with stone sculpture. The use of stone has declined, however, because a number of other materials are more adaptable to industrial use. The complexity of modern life calls for a variety of buildings. More people live in mass housing and go to work in large office buildings. They spend their income in large shopping centers, send their children to many different kinds of schools, and when they are sick, they go to specialized hospitals and clinics. All these different types of buildings accumulated experiences needed by their designers. By the middle of the 20th century, modern architecture, which was influenced by new technology and mass production, was dealing with increasingly complex social needs. Important characteristics of modern architectural works are expanses of glass and the use of reinforced concrete.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. According to this passage, what can architecture be regarded as?
Question 30. Why were stone and marble used as building materials in the past?
Question 31. Which of the following is the most suitable title for this passage? Passage 3.
The interpretation of dreams has been a favorite activity of people for as long as we have had recorded history. Some of these dream interpreters have become famous, and some, like the European psychologist Sigmund Freud, felt that all dreams have meanings which relate to our personal relationships with family members and friends. Good dreams include those in which we see ourselves succeeding in some difficult or pleasant activity, such as singing, dancing, talking with our friends, or experiencing the happiness which may not occur in our waking hours. Many persons report dreams of competing in athletic competitions or music competitions. The performance in these events can go beyond anything we might experience in reality. Who among us has not dreamed of spending pleasant hours with our real or imaginary lover, enjoying his or her company in ways known only to those who have loved? Interpreters of such dreams give varied meanings, most of which are probably not very reliable. But we often awake from good dreams in a good mood, rested and ready to face the day. Bad or unpleasant dreams include those which frighten us, recall unpleasant experiences from our lives, or present problems for which there is no evident solution. Dreams of failing an exam at school, dreams of losing a job or a good friend, dreams of accidents, or death of a loved one in our family, etc., are unsettling and not easily understood. Some dream experts believe these dreams are now a threatening way to face a problem from real life. They give us a way to deal with the problem so that we may find it less stressful in our waking hours.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. What do dreams relate according to Freud?
Question 33. Which is true about dream interpretations?
Question 34. Which dream belongs to the unpleasant dreams?
Question 35. Why do we feel less stressful when waking from bad dreams?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Water projects in the United States gained a new principle in the 1930s, and during this time, the nation suffered its worst economic depression, and the Great Plains region suffered its worst drought in recorded history. As the economy sank into a deep depression and unemployment rates increased, the political climate for direct federal government involvement in water projects improved. President Franklin Roosevelt's first 100 days in office, brought a number of new laws to deal with the severe economic depression. The natural pattern of the Tennessee River was characterized by large spring flows that produced destructive floods and low summer flows that inhibited navigation. The intensity and frequency of the events discouraged development and contributed to persistent poverty in the valley. To counter these natural obstacles, the Tennessee Valley Authority Act of 1933 created the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, a public agency with broad powers to promote development in the region, including the authority to build dams and reservoirs, and to generate and sell hydroelectric power. This organization used its authority to transform the river into one of the most highly regulated rivers in the world within about 2 decades. The TVA inherited the Wilson Dam, and by the beginning of the Second World War, it had completed 6 additional multi-purpose dams with power plants and locks for navigation. Investments in dams and hydropower facilities within the Tennessee Valley also received high priority during the war. The NIRA authorized the creation of the Public Works Administration to create jobs while undertaking work of benefit to the community. The NIRA also gave the United States President unprecedented powers to initiate public works, including water projects.
Now the passage will be read again.
Water projects in the United States gained a new principle in the 1930s, and during this time, the nation suffered its worst economic depression, and the Great Plains region suffered its worst drought in recorded history. As the economy sank into a deep depression and unemployment rates increased, the political climate for direct federal government involvement in water projects improved. President Franklin Roosevelt's first 100 days in office brought a number of new laws to deal with the severe economic depression. The natural pattern of the Tennessee River was characterized by large spring flows that produced destructive floods and low summer flows that inhibited navigation. The intensity and frequency of the events discouraged development and contributed to persistent poverty in the valley. To counter these natural obstacles, the Tennessee Valley Authority Act of 1933 created the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, a public agency with broad powers to promote development in the region, including the authority to build dams and reservoirs, and to generate and sell hydroelectric power. This organization used its authority to transform the river into one of the most highly regulated rivers in the world within about 2 decades. the TVA inherited the Wilson Dam, and by the beginning of the Second World War, it had completed 6 additional multi-purpose dams with power plants and locks for navigation. Investments in dams and hydropower facilities within the Tennessee Valley also received high priority during the war. The NIRA authorized the creation of the Public Works Administration to create jobs while undertaking work of benefit to the community. The NIRA also gave the United States President unprecedented powers to initiate public works, including water projects.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Water projects in the United States gained a new principle in the 1930s, and during this time, the nation suffered its worst economic depression, and the Great Plains region suffered its worst drought in recorded history. As the economy sank into a deep depression and unemployment rates increased, the political climate for direct federal government involvement in water projects improved. President Franklin Roosevelt's first 100 days in office brought a number of new laws to deal with the severe economic depression. The natural pattern of the Tennessee River was characterized by large spring flows that produced destructive floods and low summer flows that inhibited navigation. The intensity and frequency of the events discouraged development and contributed to persistent poverty in the valley. To counter these natural obstacles, the Tennessee Valley Authority Act of 1933 created the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, a public agency with broad powers to promote development in the region, including the authority to build dams and reservoirs, and to generate and sell hydroelectric power. This organization used its authority to transform the river into one of the most highly regulated rivers in the world within about 2 decades. The TVA inherited the Wilson Dam, and by the beginning of the Second World War, it had completed 6 additional multi-purpose dams with power plants and locks for navigation. Investments in dams and hydropower facilities within the Tennessee Valley also received high priority during the war. The NIRA authorized the creation of the Public Works Administration to create jobs while undertaking work of benefit to the community. The NIRA also gave the United States President unprecedented powers to initiate public works, including water projects.
This is the end of listening comprehension.